Good morning, Johan Els on OFM with a thought for today. How do I put on the whole armor of God? The armor of God, as we talked about in Ephesians 6:11, or rather Ephesians 6:12, the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of preparation to bring the peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. How do I put on this whole armor of God? You know, wearing the armor of God like a buckle on your belt. It's around your waist, the belt, but the buckle in front says who you are, under whose authority you are going into battle with the spirit of heaviness. Come on. You are going under the banner or the buckle of the belt of truth. And that truth is Christ Jesus, not your own truth. This is the truth of the Son of the living God. And the belt is all around your waist. You are surrounded with the armor of God. And on that buckle, that is the banner under which you are fighting, under the name of God. Yahweh Nisi, as the Hebrew says. But you wear the armor of God also by covering your heart with a breastplate of righteousness. You are covering your breast, your heart. Why your heart? Your heart is not only a pump, pumping blood through your body, but it's the center of your whole being, your heart. Isn't it your heart, as we so often say, that we give to Christ? Yes. So putting on a breastplate of righteousness, you are covering your heart. So no one can get to your heart. No situation, no person, no enemy, nothing can get to your heart, because you are wearing the breastplate of righteousness. The righteousness of God is your breastplate. So you are wearing the armor of God, protecting the most vulnerable place on your body, your heart. Protect your feet with the shoes of the gospel of peace. Protect your feet, because in battle you have to use your feet. You have to have shoes on, and the best shoes to fight the spirit of heaviness is the shoes of the gospel, the good news of peace. Use the shield of faith to protect yourself from spiritual attacks. The shield of faith, the armor of God, the shield of faith, yes. Because God will be on your right-hand side. The shield will be in your left-hand side. And you can stand on the promise of the word, which always says, the Lord God is on my right-hand side. And wear the helmet of salvation to protect your mind. Your mind. There where you think of all these people and things that cause us, and situations that cause us the spirit of heaviness. Oh Lord God, here I am right now. I'm overthrowing the spirit of heaviness, and I'm putting on the armor of God, as Ephesians 6:12 says, I am spiritually strong in you, Lord God. And I put on the garment of praise. I wrap myself in praise. Praise be to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.